Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Good, boys. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The Browns really wanted us to know the vibes were immaculate this week. David and Joe Koosh, not going anywhere. Wyatt Teller, good vibes. There was a lot of Myles Garrett praise from Jim Schwartz. Did you notice an uptick in positivity this week?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard to miss in the locker room. David Njoku is always a ball of energy in the locker room behind the scenes, and I mean that in a positive way. Myles Garrett, you guys were playing the sound from him earlier today, feeling pretty confident and good that the Browns are still committed to winning, which is important to him, and he did indicate he had that conversation recently with the front office to make sure that that, in fact, was still the case. They were not going to go back into a rebuilding mode. Tommy Rees is going to take over play calling. I don't know if that's going to give the offense a shot in the arm, but the way things have been going this season, why not try something, anything, to see if they can get any kind of a pulse on that side of the football. So, yeah, you could see a little energy coming off the bye week, and we'll see if that helps them Sunday in New York against the Jets.
Do you think it's going to help them on Sunday against the Jets?
Well, I think what's going to help them Sunday against the Jets is that New York traded two of their best defensive players on the roster. I think that will help. As far as any expectation that this offense all of a sudden turns into an explosive juggernaut just because Tommy Rees is calling plays, I don't know that that's going to happen. Certainly you hope it's going to happen, but I'm not all that confident in it, considering you're not changing the quarterback, you're not adding to the receiver room outside of Cedric Tillman coming back from that hamstring injury, off injury reserve, expected, I should say, to be activated on Saturday. But I just think that even if the offense gets a little bit of an uptick, we got to keep in mind that it's the J-E-T-S, Jets.
So I think that is an interesting point here, because I think every time we've talked about it, it sure seems like we just kind of all expect a win on one level or another. So if we, to go the other way, have we just not given enough thought to a Browns loss on Sunday?
Well, I haven't given much thought to a Browns loss on Sunday because I frankly expect them to go to New York and win. This is a game that I expect them to win, and if they don't, it'll be extremely disappointing. Granted, this is why you play the game. Nothing is obviously nothing is given to you and whatnot, but considering what happened with the Jets this week, the trades they made before the deadline, they raised the white flag. Clearly, they are going into a full rebuild mode. The Browns are not. They did not make any major moves. They did not sell off pieces and parts at the deadline. So, I do expect that the Browns go to New York and handle their business this weekend.
Daryl, what's been the most interesting discourse from the Paul DePodesta leaving to go, be with the Rockies? In your opinion, it's something that maybe you didn't see coming out of the 24 hours, or something you just found interesting out of the 24 hours. What was different? What was new to you?
Not much. I mean, other than, you know, not, I mean, we still haven't gotten a whole lot of clarity on what it is exactly that he did for the Cleveland Browns for over 9 years. We know what the results are. We know that the franchise is basically back to where they started before Dee Podesta walked in the door as far as the on-field product goes. Now, he's obviously made a tremendous amount of contributions behind the scenes. But look, one of the reasons that they brought Paul DePodesta in was to build a championship organization because that was really his calling card in baseball. Everywhere he seemed to go, he turned those franchises around. He goes to Colorado now, worst team in baseball this past season, going to try and turn them around as the president of their baseball operations. But look, he did not turn the Cleveland Browns into a championship organization. He did bring some patience, you know, for ownership, right? They were extra patient with Hugh Jackson before finally showing him the door, deservedly so. They've been patient with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry here. The bottom line is, regardless of whatever data he compiled and shared with football operations, be it the coaching staff or the front office, the cold hard math is that they did not win a lot of football games. Two winning seasons in the 9+ years that he was here. They won a total of 56 games, lost 99, tied one. Look, and when they hired him, my expectation was that the end result would be 99 wins and 56 losses and many more playoff appearances. So regardless of his contributions behind the scenes, unfortunately, there were not significant enough results on the field for me to sit here and say that his time in Cleveland was well spent and that the Haslams spent their money well by bringing him into the organization.
Daryl, obviously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Obviously, this has led to conversations on the show, on the station for Browns fans about Andrew Berry, about Kevin Stefanski. And one of the potential solutions has been, well, if Haslam doesn't want to fire Andrew, elevating him to the chief strategy office and then hiring a different GM, I'll ask you, what is more likely? From here today, Browns 2-6, coming off the bye, whatnot. The Browns fire Andrew Berry at the end of the season if it continues this way, or the Browns promote him to replace Paul DePodesta?
Well, I don't know that they replace him to, or I should say promote him to replace Paul DePodesta. Maybe they just promote him to keep him within the organization while also maybe bringing in some outside help to deal with the actual football talent evaluation, because outside of this rookie class this year, which let's give credit where it's due, they have performed well. He's not done a good job from a personnel standpoint over the years. He's made a couple of really good trades. The Amari Cooper trade obviously comes to mind, and he's obviously done a lot of wheeling and dealing during the drafts and whatnot, but he inherited a team that was supposed to have sustained success. That was he inherited the proceeds of 1-31, 4-44. The pain of all that was supposed to produce a perennial playoff winner. He was part of the worst trade and decision-making process in NFL history by making the Deshaun Watson trade, giving out that guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract, I should say. I don't know. I'm not sold that Andrew Berry should be the guy picking the next quarterback either. So if you want to keep him in the building, fine. Maybe you promote him to president of football operations or something like that, and then you bring in a true talent evaluator, a John Dorsey type, that can come in and identify top-tier talent and get this roster back on track. Because kind of going back to Myles Garrett's comments today, he's in no mood for a rebuild. He wants to start winning football games as quickly as possible, and I don't know that he's got the stomach for that. Granted, he might not have much of a choice, but I think promoting Berry to a role outside of the quote GM type of a role is more likely than him getting fired at this point.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong, obviously, because who knows? Maybe Haslam will go down that road. I just, for me personally, Daryl, I find it so hard to think about, we think you suck at this part of your job, so we're going to give you a promotion
right,
to then think you can do this other area better. To me, that's where I get lost in that convo.
Yeah, and I kind of think about the Cavaliers, what they did with Kobe Altman, right? They didn't want to give David Griffin the president of basketball operations, right? But they did give that to Kobe Altman. They then promoted Mike Gansey to be the general manager, even though we know Kobe is making the final decisions for the Cavaliers. It's a much different thing, right? Kobe earned the promotion to president of basketball operations. I don't know that I can sit here and say that if, in fact, they do promote Berry to open up the GM role for somebody else, I don't know that that's an earned promotion, to your point, Jonathan. I'd have to agree with you. I don't know if I like that, but I do understand wanting to keep Berry in the building in some capacity. And I think the only way you're able to do that is by changing his title with something that has a promotion in it.
Daryl, Myles Garrett spoke and was asked, strike back. You guys did a great job with Myles today.
Yeah,
and
nice
asking
job
about the trade deadline. You had a great rebuttal. I can't remember.
Mary Kay had a good one, too.
She had two really good ones. It was just really well done. But what was your take on Myles' responses when he was asked about the Eagles' potential interest in a trade and where Myles kind of is with his own happiness here in Cleveland?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Nick, for as candid as he was with those responses, that's not what struck me from that whole media availability. What struck me was when he was asked about Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling, which, by the way, was putting an opportunity to compliment Stefanski on a tee for him. He blew it off. He said, yep, not my side of the ball, not going there, not my problem. I'm paraphrasing there, but that's what he said. Instead of, everybody else in that locker room this week was praising Kevin's leadership, his humbleness, his willing to subjugate his ego and give up something that he obviously feels he's really, really good at in the name of being a team player. And that was the message coming out of the locker room. Not from Myles Garrett on Friday. I found that to be very, very fascinating. But to your question specifically, Nick, look, the Eagles stuff was, I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, I ain't worried about that until, Howie and Andrew work something out and then call me into the room and then, I worry about it. He said a couple of times he wasn't worried about the deadline. Of course, remember, he does have that no trade clause. So even if the Browns wanted to trade Myles, they got to get his permission first to do so. I do feel like that if something would have been worked out with the Eagles, Myles would have been more than happy to go to Philadelphia, where they play for Super Bowls, whereas here you're playing just to hope you can, kick around the New York Jets, who are, just an awful organization and an awful football team. And then the other thing that struck me too is he indicated that there was timeline not given, but at some point there was a meeting with the front office about winning and it still being the object, because I did ask him about Andrew Berry keeping the team intact, and that's where he said, if he would have done that and sold off pieces and parts, we go into rebuild mode, and that's really not my cup of tea right now. And so I did find that answer to be fascinating as well, and that's why I'm harping on the winning part of it, right? And not going into a rebuild, they're going to have to find a way to you know, elevate this football team next offseason in some way, shape, or form so that they're able to compete. And obviously that starts with the quarterback position, which remains the great mystery for this franchise for the better part of the last 40 years.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Monday, hopefully after a Browns win.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what he had to say and sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.